So quite quickly, I will introduce Steve, and he will quickly introduce his panel members. Steve was in the Chief Accountant's Office for the Securities and Exchange Commission for a number of years, is now a Senior Managing Director at Ancora in the Washington, D.C. office, but he is a frequent visitor to Dallas and a good friend of the conference as well as so many of the firms here. I will leave it to you to lead the panel, but I do have a question to pose that I hope you'll provide some response to. Maybe, Eric, this is more for you. And it's largely, you know, I like to use the here's the world, or here's me, here's the world, right? And so the question is, you know, why are we getting denials of wells meetings? No meeting. Doesn't matter whether you're front office or otherwise. Why no meetings? So I hope that that is of the agenda you guys are going to talk about. And appreciate all the speakers this morning. Thank you.
We had a phrase slightly differently than that, but yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you very much, guys. So today we're in for a real treat today because the panel that sits to my left are really very accomplished public servants and have all served in leadership roles in different regional offices across the commission. And two of them are very recent folks who have left the commission. So I think we're going to get the perspective of what is happening today, but also maybe a little more freedom of conversation with some of the former directors that sit to my left. So let me just start with some introductions. So Eric Warner, to my immediate left, is the current director of the Fort Worth Regional Office. He's been at the commission for 26 years.
Probably more than that. I don't count that high.
And he manages more than 100 staff across Texas, Oklahoma, Arkansas, Kansas, with all kinds of varieties of matters within the commission's jurisdiction. He also spent some time in a home office. I'm sure that was less fun than being in Fort Worth, but involved in the enforcement division as well as on several of the initiatives and committees and working groups and units that the commission have put together over time. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you. Good morning, everyone. Appreciate the opportunity to be here.
Lara, to his left, is a recent associate or director of the New York Regional Office, acting director of the New York Regional Office, who's recently left and become a Sidley partner. Congratulations. Okay. She served for 15 years in public service.
Which I thought was a long time.
I had the least public service here. She stands here. But has had a very accomplished career both at the commission and out. She's recently joined Sidley as a partner. She has a variety of experience across the areas you would expect somebody of her caliber and experience to have had, especially in the New York office around registered investment advisors, public disclosures, accounting, Ponzi schemes, you know, things coming out of the examinations, as well as cyber. And so we're very excited to have her join us here today. Thank you for joining.
Thank you.
And to our far left, another recent departure from the commission, a former director of the Fort Worth Regional Office, David Peedler. David is a partner in Jones Day. Congratulations, David. And he, in his distinguished 19-plus years of service, also had a variety of areas that he brought enforced cases through in the Fort Worth office around accounting, disclosure, the FCPA Act, you know, a variety of other issues, insider trading. And so I think today we're going to have it's a very senior panel with a lot of depth of experience with the commission. And we're talking about the developments of what's going on today and what are some of those practice points. So we're not going to be doing any case inventories and put Eric on the spot here. It's more about, you know, as practitioners, which we all are here, you know, what are some of the things that we can have a better appreciation for that are going on at the commission currently and some practice points as we think about how we advise our clients. So the hope today was also to cover really the investigation life cycle, if you want to think about it, everything from how cases are initiated in whistleblowers and what are those early considerations you have to think about when an issue comes up into the enforcement process, which, Kit, we will get to questions around Wells meetings and those kinds of things there. And we'll move on to when you have parallel proceedings with other law enforcement regulatory agencies. We're also going to cover some thoughts around, you know, the sanctioning environment in cooperation and the intersection of those two things, as well as finish on some gatekeeper issues. So that's what we're going to be covering today. But first, let's start with whistleblowers and some of those early considerations and discussions you have to have with clients from a standpoint of when an issue first arises. So maybe I could start with Lara Yu.